The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So perhaps to say a few more words about mindfulness, awareness, presence, being present for things. Is it loud enough? Is it working? Is it loud enough? So, to be aware of awareness, to be aware of yourself being mindful, to be aware of yourself being present for something is part of this path of practice. There's a kind of, certain kind of self-reflectiveness or self-awareness that is part of this. And so, you know, if we're only focused on the external world, say, on people or concerns for other people or things or activities, it's very easy to be so concerned we don't notice how we are in being concerned. So you might be stressed out. You might be stressed and worried and tense. And it's possible to spend a whole day tense and be so focused on what you're tense about that you don't know you're tense. And so part of the self-reflective, self-aware aspect of mindfulness is that you don't only focus on your concerns, but you also have this self-awareness, self-understanding. Oh, I'm tense. So that's one step. But then you can take a step further. You know you're tense, but you know that you're tense. So this might seem kind of abstract, but stay with me. Because it's one thing to know that you're tense. It's another thing to know that you're present, know that you know. It's one thing to be present, it's another thing to know that you're present. If you know that you're present, then you know some of the qualities of presence. You know what it feels like. You know how present you are. So it's possible to know that you're paying attention. I'm paying attention to, say you're tense, I'm paying attention to my tension. It's also possible to know that I'm just paying attention half-heartedly. I'm not really paying attention. I'm a dutiful Buddhist practitioner. I've been told to be mindful. And this is, you know, okay, I'll do it. You know, and I don't know why I'm doing it, but they've been told to pay attention to my pain. And, you know, I don't know if I believe in this, but I'll, you know, I might as well give it a try. You know, so you can be aware of it's half-hearted. Or you can be aware that you're mindful, you know, you're aware of your pain or your tension, and you're a zealot. And you're like, you know, you're going to bazooka it. You're going to like just zero in like a laser. And so you can be aware of the quality of the awareness of the attention that you bring. So it's one thing to know something like tension. It's another thing to know how you know, to know that you know. And when mindfulness gets really strong, when attention is strong, when consciousness is really strong, there's a beautiful quality, a beautiful feeling of knowing that you know. And I'll give you maybe an unfortunate example. I don't know, maybe hopefully it doesn't traumatize some of you. That you're warned. Put on your seatbelts. Maybe it's happened to some of you that you've been on the freeway or someplace driving, and you had a really dangerous near-miss accident. You were just driving along, minding your own business, thinking whatever you were thinking, thinking about whatever, just random thoughts that you can have, minding your own business, nothing to do with driving. And then out of the blue, some car does some crazy thing, and you know, you were like a hair away from just being creamed and flattened. But nothing happened to you. But for a moment, there was like, you know, brakes screeched and all kinds of stuff happened. And you come out of that near a miss, and chances are you're not going to just immediately pick up your random thoughts again and think about what you're having for dinner and, you know, all these things. I mean, suddenly you feel alive. Maybe the adrenaline's running, but you feel really present in a way you weren't before. Like now, wow, I'm alive and present and things are clear and crisp. And there's a kind of energy or alertness or a clarity in a way that wasn't there before. Like, oh, wow. And in that kind of clarity, in that alertness and sense of presence that that near accident can bring, you can palpably feel, or you know you're present. It's like, wow, it's a whole new entity here, presence, alertness, clarity. Or maybe a much more better example would be, hopefully you had once in your lifetime something experience of waking up from sleep or a nap, and with being so refreshed that you feel the refreshment, you know you're refreshed, but the refreshment is not separate from the awareness that is refreshed. So the awareness is kind of the clarity of awareness that comes. And so there's a self-reflective aspect of knowing that you know in that. And it's beautiful. It feels like, wow, this is really something. This is powerful. Sometimes in meditation, you come to a point when the mind gets more and more settled, and at some point the awareness flowers, becomes strong, and becomes its own entity almost. Whereas in ordinary life, awareness is not its own entity. In ordinary life, awareness is this poor thing that's codependent on everything else. You know, it's kind of lost into everything else. You know, it's like it gets pulled around, gets hijacked, gets held hostage by whatever concerns you have. And you hardly even know you're aware, because let alone know that you have awareness, because you're so involved in what you're doing. You're caught in what you're doing. But then as mindfulness gets stronger, as meditation gets stronger, then slowly the sense of being aware, awareness, attention becomes stronger and stands out in highlight. And one of the ways it stands out in highlight is that you can feel the quality of the attention that you have, and you can feel how you can use attention. Rather than attention being used, being hijacked by everything, your concerns, you can start using your attention. Say, oh, right now I'm tense. I think I can use my attention, take the attention, my awareness, and place it in my shoulders where I'm tense. And you place it there in a careful way, as opposed to keep thinking about, you know, the important meeting you have that you're tense about. You know, I think what's useful to do is to use my attention to pay attention to something here. Or let's pay attention to my feelings. Let's pay attention to the anxiety I have. Let me pay attention to... So attention becomes something you start using. And as attention starts being something you use rather than that's being hijacked, you get, again, it's another way into feeling, oh, awareness, attention, presence is its own thing. It's kind of like an entity of its own. And with time, awareness, presence, mindfulness, attention, being conscious, can get a stronger sense of presence, become something that becomes valuable, meaningful, it can become the most important and most valuable thing you have, more valuable than your valuables. You know, it's at some point you're willing, you know, you'd be willing to give up your bank account rather than giving up awareness, the pristine awareness, this open awareness, this clear sense of presence, because it's really a value. That's where freedom is. That's where compassion is, where love is. That's where so many of the best qualities can reside, is when we have that. So to know that you know, and then as you know to know the quality of the knowing, and that's what the earlier talk was about, you know. So is the way that you know entangled with attitudes and moods and anxieties and fears and desires and sense of self? Of course it will be. Part of the idea of knowing that you know is just keep stepping back. And can you just, how far do you have to step back so you can just know what's there with equanimity, know what's there without judgment, know what's there with some kind of allowance? Oh, this is how it is now. And when you come to that place where you can just know with some allowance, with some acceptance, with some openness, this is how it is. Right now I'm tense. Right now I'm upset. And you can hold it with some allowance. Then there you might begin to appreciate how precious or how valuable or even sacred it is to reside in that place where you know that you know. As that place, that the sense of presence so strong that you could say, I know that I know, I know that I'm present. That's a great place to begin letting go of the you that knows. There can be knowing that you know without it being you that knows that you know. Because you is just extra. You is more of this entanglement, the I, the sense of I. And so at some point when the knowing that I know is strong, there's a relaxing into it, a letting go into it, where there's no you left in it. There's just knowing, and that knowing stands out in highlight as its own kind of, in a kind of way, its own entity, its own power, its own clarity, its own freedom, something like that. So, I hope that made some sense to you. And if not, you just leave it here. So,